Daniel 5, The Profane Feast. Day 1, The Strange Writing. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his great ones, his wives and his concubines, drank in them. They drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver, of bronze, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the Prophets and Psalms it says, Babylon profaned all things of heaven and the church. The general subject of this chapter is the church totally devastated and its rejection. Scripture Confirmations number 37 says, The consummation of the whole, or the destruction of all things of the church, is meant by the feast of Belshazzar, in which, with magnates and concubines, he drank the wine out of the vessels of gold and silver from the temple of Jerusalem, and praised the gods of gold, of silver, and so forth, by which is signified the profanation of the holy things of the church. Therefore it was written on the wall that his kingdom was finished, and that he was slain on that night. Apocalypse explained 587:17. The vessels of gold and silver of the temple of Jerusalem signified the holy goods and truths of the church. The gods of gold, silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone, which the king of Babylon then praised, have a similar meaning as idols of the same, and these signify the evils and falsities of doctrine and of worship. To praise, signifying to worship, to drink out of the vessels of the temple of Jerusalem, and at the same time to praise or worship those gods, signifies the profanation of good and truth by evils and falsities in worship. And because, by profanation, everything spiritual in man is destroyed, and man without the spiritual is not a man, so Nebuchadnezzar was driven away from man and became like a beast. Apocalypse Revealed 4:59. And idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood signifies that thus they are in worship from mere falsities. By idols in the word are signified the falsities of worship, and therefore to adore them signifies worship from falsities. And by adoring idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood is signified worship from falsities of all kinds, and taken collectively, worship from mere falsities. Moreover, the material of which idols were made, their forms and their garments, among the ancients, represented the falsities of religion, from which was their worship. Idols of gold signified falsities concerning divine things. Idols of silver, falsities concerning spiritual things. Idols of bronze, falsities concerning charity. Idols of stone, falsities concerning faith. And idols of wood, falsities concerning good works. All these falsities exist in those who do not do the work of repentance, that is, shun evils as sins against God. Arcana Celestia 1008. What profanation is, few know, and still less what its punishment is in the other life. Profanation is manifold, of many kinds. He who utterly denies the truths of faith does not profane them, as do not the nations which live outside of the church and have no knowledges. But he profanes them who knows the truths of faith, and especially he who acknowledges them, bears them in his mouth, preaches them, and persuades others to adopt them, and yet lives in hatred, revenge, cruelty, robbery, and adultery, which he confirms in himself by many things that he extracts from the word, perverting them, and thus immersing them in these foul evils. It is he who profanes. Arcana Celestia 10,287, Section 3. But be it known that there are very many kinds of profanation, and of these many species. For there are those who profane the goods of the church, and there are those who profane its truths. There are those who profane much, and those who profane little. There are those who profane interiorly, and those who profane more and more exteriorly. There are those who profane through belief contrary to the truths and goods of the church. There are those who profane through the life, and there are those who profane through the worship. Hence result many hells of profaners, which are distinct from one another according to the diversities of the profanation. Questions and points for discussion. Where do we find love of dominion in our present-day culture? What are today's idols? Profanation is mixing good and evil or truth with falsity. Do you think many today know what profanation is? Think of examples of profanation in the world around us, of exterior profanation, of interior profanation, of life, of worship. If profanation strikes the new church, how do you think it may come? Why do you think profanation destroys everything spiritual in man?